The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio, the magnificent studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 19th of August, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. David, good morning. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, how you doing?
Great. Hey, yeah, the weather today, sunny with a high near 93. And, now it's going to start getting a little bit warmer, my friends. Tomorrow, 106 on Thursday, 105 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all 105. And then Monday cools off to a chilly 104 degrees. So, the summer is back again. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned, family-run business, locally-owned, locally-run. Veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. On the phone is Michael Tao. Well, I think he is. Hello? Mike, are you there? What is that beeping sound?
Hold on, let me see. Did we lose Mike? No, he's still holding. Give me a second.
Okay, I'll give you a second as we figure out what the beeping sound is. Hey, Mike, are you there? Okay. Now we're trying to get him back onto another phone. Anyway, Mike Tattell, Reading City Council, is going to call us and tell us what's going on tonight at the Reading City Council.
Mike, are you there?
Hello, Mike? Okay, if you can hear me on the radio, call back, Mike, please. He was going to tell us what's happening at the Ready City Council. Is the line still being used? Ben? Hello, Ben. Okay. Anyway, some of the things we're going to discuss tonight were that, and also, there's some other things that the county's doing. The redistribution map has come up, and we're no longer in District 1. It appears that Shasta County is now in District 2. Thanks to the people in Sacramento. So I tell you what, let's just start with that one. The redistribution that has just been issued, they've come up with a new map. And, you know, Ben, you need to tell me what's going on here. You know, so I know.
I got them on, but I can't, for some reason, it's not taking the call through the system.
Okay, I got you. Mike, I can hear you.
Hey, I got you.
Okay. It was magic. Ben made it work. Yeah. I'll make him tell me later what he did, and he'll go, oh, yeah, it's magic. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. Tonight, the city council meets, and what's going to happen?
There's three really good items on the agenda tonight, so they'll be pretty good. I think the first one coming up is going to be the discussion of the entertainment district for the downtown that will allow for people to drink, and be able to walk down the sidewalks and go from restaurant to restaurant. It's part of the downtown plan to bring more people and,
Now this is going to be, as somebody will have a, if I understand right, you're going to have a special glass that's got a sticker on it or something like that.
That's what I hear. I mean, you got to have some sort of way to, have accountability to make sure the people that are drinking are of age drinking. you know, things to consider there too. Is people still have to follow the law, so you can't be drunk, you can't be just randomly crossing streets that, you know, put your lives at risk or someone else's lives at risk. So there's still going to be laws that have to be followed, but it simply is just going to allow for people to go from place to place and just openly drink.
Well, how big is the entertainment district going to be?
It is really big. I mean, it doesn't just cover, you know, the heart of the downtown that we've seen change over time, but it definitely feels like it could be at least a square mile or something bigger than
wow.
that. But
so
looking at that map, it is a pretty large area.
If people are thinking about it, is it like go to Placer Street to Tehama Street, and that includes all the way down to Pine? And then California Market from, you know, in that area, or is it bigger than that?
That sounds pretty familiar with those boundaries there, but if you just really think about the usage of the heart, of how people are going to use it, I would just think when they're doing, you know, festivals downtown, like the Beer and Garden Festival or any kind of event that they do downtown when they close streets or have events, and as we see more restaurants, breweries, and places open up, it just means there's going to be more and more opportunity for people to visit more establishments as they're just walking around downtown. And I think the usage of this would really get used a lot more on Friday nights and Saturdays, and maybe wind down a little bit on Sundays. But I don't expect you know the crowds to come in big forces Monday through Thursday.
What about the what's the hours on this going to be?
I want to say, I have to read that again, but I believe the hours were going to be capped at either 10 p.m. or midnight on maybe a couple days of the week. So they're definitely not all-night hours, but you know, I'll have to go back and read some of the staff report and the details on that. And go back, and if anybody wants to see some of the presentation, we had this at a council meeting about a month ago. We can pull that up in the video archive or... And it's a really good presentation that we did in prior meetings there.
Okay, and this is being done to what? Have more people come down, make it easier, have a more vibrant downtown, I would imagine.
For sure. I mean, you know, what they've already done downtown, you know, as far as, you know, starting with the vision and really seeing how that's coming together, I don't think we've seen the full view of what the downtown is going to look like when the public market opens up, sometime this fall, early fall, late fall.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is just going to make a very vibrant experience downtown, and I think it's just to draw more and more people from the community, and my expectation is we'll see more business establishments open up and want to be part of that.
Well, I can tell you that, you know, when Rodeo Week comes, you know, we can expand out things happening in Rodeo Week, and this, you know, this I think would be a benefit to Rodeo Week too.
With all the things
going on down there. Okay. All right. So that's the entertainment district. What else? You said three big things.
Yeah. So then after that, we're going to hear a presentation from Community Services, the Parks Division. The topic of that is the Civic Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just having real honest discussions about the business model of the Civic Center. You know, it's at a breaking point to determine can the Civic Center stay open or would it be closed? And what we really need to look at is addressing the business model. That times have changed. This really has not recovered from COVID. Live Nation has created a dominance, a monopoly on the market. They basically get to pick and choose and tell us which bands can come here or can't. So that creates a lot of problems to where as we attract an artist that wants to come and do a concert, that artist may say, hey, yeah, like, let's sign that contract. I'd love to come to Reading. Live Nation controls that and says, no, you can't come because you're playing in Sacramento and that will impact our ticket sales in Sacramento. We do not want you going to Reading and having tickets sold there. So the business model has just completely changed from a revenue stream. Advanced Reading has put something like about $1.5 million in infrastructure upgrades. So when you look at the revenue stream of what they're taking in and the amount of money that they are required to put into the Civic Center, it's not functionally possible anymore.
Okay.
At a breaking point where that group would literally say, here's the keys to the Civic Center. We are winding things down, and that's a real discussion that we are having right now. And when we lose the Civic Center, it'd be extremely doubtful any group would want to come in and say, yeah, I would like to pick up where they left off and run the Civic Center. It's a losing battle there. This is a pivotal point when you think about outside of just what we get just from artists that come in. The community uses the Civic Center for Cool April Nights. They use it for Rodeo Week. We use it for wedding events down there, the 3-on-3 basketball. This is what the community uses, and this is a very serious topic to talk about, winding down the Civic Center, taking the keys back, or giving them some life support. So the thing that we're looking at doing is releasing $675,000 that's in a balance for equipment or repairs to the Civic Center. That money came from the sale of the Sheraton building about 10 years ago, and they've been sitting there.
Uh-huh.
So I think if we give back a $675,000 that's recognizing some of the infrastructure improvements Advanced Writing has done with the $1.5 million they've spent, other things we can look at doing is suspending their $5,000 month lease up until January. And long-term approach, if this is a viable partnership, we do need to review their lease that they have, reviewing their relationship as far as a landlord and tenant, and fundamentally looking at the things that they're currently required to do and go, this just doesn't make sense to have them do this anymore. So what's the consequences if we close a Civic Center? We get over $1 million in economic benefit just from sales tax, TOT tax, and other things. So there is really no win-win or lose-lose situation in closing this or keeping it open. You know, if we close the Civic Center, we sure could bank that $675,000 and use for future equipment, but we would actually probably need to spend that money to pay for the winding down of the operation itself.
Yeah, and then what are you going to do? And then what are you going to do with an empty building? So
we would just stay shuttered and closed, board it up. And
okay.
What do you think that would do? It'd start attracting more vandalism, homeless.
It might be a place could be a place to put all the homeless.
Sure.
Yeah, I know what it could be. It could be the new Register of Voters office. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, now the third one that you're going to discuss is the big one. I mean, they're all big, but this one has caused a lot of consternation.
You know what I love about discussing the fire fee? I love the fact that when the community speaks up, it gives us a chance to really listen. And this fire fee is nothing new. This has been discussed and voted on in prior council terms before I took office. And there was no noise on this for the 2 or 3 years, like literally no noise from the community. And this made a lot of noise with an announcement on the social media page with the city of Reading. And this is the first chance that you heard from the community and how loud they were. I mean, I've heard more noise on this than just about any other issue since taking office. So what I love about it again is, you know, we're elected to respond to the community and give what the community wants. The community has spoken up. We're clearly listening. I fully expect tonight serious consideration into indefinitely suspending this fee and bringing back at some point a modification to the ordinance that is a little bit more fair, but really targeting some of the abusers. And if that was the original intent, is to target some of the abusers, then I think it makes sense to come back with a stronger written ordinance that addresses that. If we're just going to be completely honest and transparent, I feel that the fire fee was also created to help mitigate budget issues.
Well, I'm sure it was. You know, I don't think, Mike, anybody is concerned about if it's an assisted living facility or, you know, something like that, because they're getting paid to take care of people. And, you know, and they're not, you know, they're not losing money. I think the big concern was individuals. And,
I agree. And, you know, this is going to give us a chance to come back and say, let's come back, revise this ordinance in the future. But this gives us an opportunity to indefinitely suspend the fee, to also say that any outstanding bills do not have to be paid. And it gives us a chance to effectively respond and look at doing something better.
Okay.
And I'm glad the community spoke up. This is great.
All right. Mike Littell, thank you so much for coming on. Tell us what's happening tonight in the Radio City Council. Those are three big things right there, buddy.
Yeah, it should be a fun night.
So. Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much for the phone call.
You're welcome. We'll talk again.
You bet. Bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We went long with the councilman. They've got three big things they're talking about. But here's something else. They just released the maps and everything for the redistricting. Wharf rats down in, okay. I'm not going to call people names. The politicians, the Democrat politicians in Sacramento. We in Shasta County will no longer be under this new drawing, would no longer be in District 1. No. Doug LaMoffa would continue to represent District 1. However, Shasta, Siskiyou, and Modoc counties would no longer be in the district. His would take in Lassen, Plumas, Butte, Tehama, Glen, Sierra, and parts of Lake, Mendocino, and Sonoma counties. That's going to be District 1. We'll be in Shasta, Siskiyou, Modoc County. It will be in District 2, which is represented by a Democrat by the name of Jared Huffman. It would also include Del Norte, Modoc, Trinity, Humboldt counties, and parts of Mendocino, Sonoma, and Marin counties. Will be in our, that's the district they want us to be in. And as, you know, as Amalfa said, this is naked politics at its worst. The action by the state will set off a series of retaliation in other states across the country, but Florida, Missouri, and Indiana are looking to push back against California. This is all it is, revenge politics, and we talked about this a lot yesterday. I had the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect with us yesterday, talking about the event they have, and they're all Democrats. They were all against this redistricting too. And so what it means is they want to flip 5 seats, LaMoffa's, Issa's, Kylie's. LaMoffa got 65% of the votes in the last election, while Huffman, our proposed new congressman, got 71%, almost 72% of the votes cast. So that means if everybody up in Shasta, you know, all of our counties got together and voted against him, it wouldn't even, you know, wouldn't be a drop in the water when you've got all the rest of them down there. Okay. It's just pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. This is, it's revenge politics. This is politics at its very worst, and it's being led by, you know, Newsom, who has got to be one of the worst governors in the California history. One of them. Not the worst, but one of them. And this group of Democrats down in the Assembly and the Senate that are wanting to change all this, wanting to take away what the independent redistricting commission drew, that the people of the state voted for to have them do that. And now mid-decade, they want to change this, and then spend $250 million, $235 million on this special election when every poll out there says that 70% of the people are against what they are doing. And, you know, frankly, it's a pathetic event. And I'm just totally ashamed of our representation, of the people that want to do this. The representatives, the assembly people, and the senators, which they've already have a overwhelming majority in the assembly, an overwhelming majority in the Senate. Frankly, doesn't, you know, the Republicans can all stand up and charge as one, and it would make no difference. So here's California again trying to take your rights away, somewhat like the some of the other things they're doing. So, there'll be a lot more on this, but please take a look at this new, see where we are now in this new district. This district looks like it's like an animal with a very long tail going down the coast. It's pathetic. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be with One Safe Place.
Our junior tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Reading's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What would it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Break up, don't come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, the last privately owned station in the whole area. Da, 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 da. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Been in the business 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, with a watch repairman, stone cutters, jewelry designers, and a fabulous selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only place that Linda, a very discerning jewelry collector, shops at. And they've been voted best in the North State for the last 3 years. These are good people down there. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. And I'm here with One Safe Place. Kind of just One Safe Place.
Sure. Yeah.
And Elizabeth Schroeder, who is their everything woman there, events and media and all that kind of stuff. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What is coming up?
We have Dancing with the Shasta Stars coming, which is,
yes.
You know, our annual, one of our annual fundraising events. And it's coming up in October, so I appreciate you letting us come on and talk about it.
We're getting every one of the dancers on.
Yes.
Because, you know, we used to do that, and somehow we got out of that. I don't know how that happened, but I think it's important because we get to know who these people are that volunteer to go out there and exhibit themselves.
Absolutely. And really, they are.
I'm watching.
It's happening.
I'm watching Christine, and she's going, exhibit? Exhibit?
Yeah. Well, and you're right. It's, you it know, is. Once they've placed, this is the 16th year of Dancing with the Shasta Stars.
Wow.
But there were 3 years that that the organization missed the event, so through COVID and a little after. So I'm so glad this is really our third year back after COVID. So we're so excited to be on the show and get to bring all the stars on so that they can talk about the programs that they're spotlighting and their fundraising efforts and all of those things.
And where's the money, just so people know? The money that raised is raised. All of it goes back into
every single penny goes back to One Safe Place, to the services that we provide to the community, through all of our different programs, including emergency shelter, legal support, crisis intake and advocacy, our 24/7 crisis hotline, and then transitional housing. And so there's a lot of, you know, community education that goes into this, but every single penny goes back to One Safe Place through these fundraising efforts.
Well, it's this one and, of course, the crab feed.
Yes,
the crab feed.
Our two big events. Yep.
There you go. And this was going to be, in fact, 3 years ago when it was conducted, it was going to be like the last one.
Correct.
But it was an overwhelming response.
Well, the difficult thing was I was in charge of putting on the event, and Kimberly, our CEO, you know, obviously she was excited and participated in that as well. And the funny thing was neither of us had actually been to Dancing with the Shasta Stars.
Yeah.
So I know, is that terrible to admit?
Yeah, sorry, somewhere.
I know. So we had never been.
Yeah, where have you been for 16 years?
We were hiding under a rock, I think. But so when we got to experience it and got to see how much joy it brought to the community right then and there at the event, Kimberly said, you know what, this can't be our last one. How could we possibly turn away from this? So we brought it back again last year, and this year we have incredible stars with us too, and so it's just a really, really fun thing. We may go to an every other year event and kind of switch it up a little bit, but
sure,
a little bit to be determined on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the
no pressure.
I know.
I gotta go big.
Okay. Now the way it used to be was, you know, the dancers would then that were selected would then put on events to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here with Christina Prosperi.
Yes, thank you.
Of True Ride.
Yes.
And you are one of the ones that volunteered.
I am.
Well, she was actually nominated. So we opened up nominations for our stars this year. So she's a rock star.
Somebody thought this was
nominated,
a good idea.
Oh, I've nominated people. Okay. And when they found out, they tripped, you know, I had to literally carry an extra gun.
I appreciate the push. It really gets you out of your comfort zone, which is incredible.
Well, Christina, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, I'm born and raised here. I'm third generation. I love Reading dearly, fiercely. My husband and I own a small business called True Ride. It's an indoor cycling studio. It's right down the street from here on Market and Lincoln. And with that, we're able to really bring some fun events to bring in some money for One Safe Place, which is incredible. So you will be seeing us sharing. It's funny, we're doing a free community ride, so anybody can come and ride. But we're asking for bike sponsorships, which are $75, because we want to advertise our other local businesses and supporters in the best way that we can and really highlight those folks that come to the table. And they just donate directly to One Safe Place, and they get to take care of that on their side. And we get to throw an amazing event where we have our incredible instructors. They're going to come and team teach and put on a 45-minute. It's a ride, but it's a vibe is what it is. We've got lights and we've got actions, and it's going to be an incredible space for people to come together, learn more about One Safe Place. I think that's so important that we're learning about these programs that they offer, because there's so many that can help you wherever you are in your journey and in life of what's going on. There's going to be somebody to meet you there at that place and help you through it. And I think that's just so incredible.
Okay, now, so this bike sponsorship, and then you go for a ride.
Yeah.
And then you get your shoes, too.
Yeah, now, yeah, we got everything you need.
Are these clips?
They are,
okay.
Yes.
Now, I used to use that when I was...
We have the Delta, too, so yeah. Okay. But we got shoes for you if you need it, for sure. Just come, bring water.
Bring water. Yes, bring water or Gatorade. I used to do that. I had clips when I was doing triathlons.
Oh, well, then we got a bike for you.
Well, if you've never had clip-in shoes, clip-in where it snaps in. Yeah, probably the first or second time you stop, you're just going to fall over. So,
well, the knife forget, yeah. These bikes, you're not going to fall over.
No, but, you know, there's training wheels on mine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, what are you, Christina, there's a part of One Safe Place.
Yes.
That you are really an advocate for.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I got because I think that's fantastic. I love how they sort of surprised everybody with these programs and did it in a way this year where we each get to really focus in on something specific. And what Nick and I, and that's my pro dancer, right? Nick Meyer, he's actually incredible. You will see him in Cascade Christmas again this year. He was just in The Wedding Singer. I have been partnered first. That was the first bonus that I got, the most incredible partner who's extremely tall. So when he lifts me up, I will be very high and it's going to be awesome. But Nick and I get to talk about the crisis intake advocacy, that first touch when you need a place or a person to call of what do I do? Where can I find help? I've been in that situation before in my early 20s where I found myself in a very unsafe situation and you leave the house. I left the house with no shoes on. I didn't know who to call or what existed. I leaned on a friend and went to a neighbor's that I had never met and was lucky to be brought in to where I could then get to a safe place. But I can only imagine, I think back of what if I had support systems like One Safe Place? What if I had a number I could call? What if I had a place I could go that understood what was going on? It was judgment-free. They had the resources. I could just talk with somebody about what was going on. And I am so grateful that I got paired up with this program just because I've been in that place before. And I love living in a community that has these resources and really serves the entire North State. I mean, beyond Reading, right? There's so many folks that can call that. And the partners and the details that go into One Safe Place of even working with Rava and how to get rides of, cause maybe I left on with no shoes. I didn't have my car with me. I had nothing. Where can you go? And how do I get there? And all of these things that seem so overwhelming in the moment. And One Safe Place is there to support you from the beginning and talk you through that. And then once you can get there, it's so tailored to your personal needs of what's going on in your life. You don't have to, there's not this one size fits all when it comes mm-hmm. to abuse or being unsafe in a relationship. It's everybody's individual journey and they're going to meet you where you're at and help you with what you need. And that is, we're so, so blessed to be in a community that has that. And we are just grateful that we get to be a part of it this year.
Well, we've had friends that were on your hotline.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having dinner one night. Phone mm-hmm. rings. And she disappeared. And we understood why.
Yeah.
She was helping somebody.
Yeah.
And to get them out of probably one of the worst days of their lives, worst moments of their lives, into a safe place.
Yes.
Into a place where you have somebody there that understands and is going to help you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And life happens. This is part of it. We have a complex community where things happen. It's not the defining thing in your life. It's just a part of something that we go through. And to have somebody walk alongside you to get to that next great part of your life where this isn't just that defining moment. It's something that's happened and we're going to get through it together and we're going to be stronger on the other side of it is incredible. And then people can keep being productive and work and strive towards being happy and healthy individuals that continue to participate. And there's not isolation. We bring them into community so that they can continue to be a part of community in a larger sense.
Okay. I'm here with Christina Prosperi, who is one of the dancing stars in Dancing with the Stars Shasta County style. And then, of course, Elizabeth Schroeder, who is the operations officer kind of?
My official title is Chief Development Officer, but kind of give me all the things.
Yeah, because every time I'm involved in something, there you are.
There I am.
You know, we're down at a bar.
Yeah. You know. it was for work. It was not actually a bar. Let's just be clear about that.
We were there for, gosh, what was it, a photo thing?
Yeah, it was a photo shoot.
Yeah, and a photo shoot, and there she was there, and we just... They provided us with free booze.
We try to have a good time, but yeah, it was highlighting the crab feed coming.
And crab feed,
we got to spend some time together.
Yeah, Lee Luff and I, and Chris Gelstrom, was in that. Yeah, and it was for the, it was a little video to go out on Facebook.
I saw
places.
That. Next, you need to be in that crab outfit. Like, let's be real.
Well,
next year, get in there.
Well, who won? Do we know who
crustacean
won?
Is it a queen or
goodness.
Because O2 staffing for like 3 years in a row had the queen crustacean.
Yeah.
So this is really, really fun. Actually, Eva Jimenez won. She'll be the crab next year.
Yes.
Okay.
And she is one of our stars for Dancing with the Shasta Stars.
Well, we were just going to have to talk
to her. Oh, that's
going to
be a good time.
That will be a topic of conversation, won't it, when she comes on. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, got it. Oh, she's co-founder of SHIELD. Okay. We got to take a quick break. We're going to come on back and talk some more with Christina and Elizabeth. Think about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, bike, SUV. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You might want to hop on this quick because I'm not sure how much longer those federal rebates are going to be available. But there are local and state. We will be right back with One Safe Place.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 749 and the 19th, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have a new system or a new procedure there, the lung nodule screening program that provides patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules before it progresses any further. Lung cancer is very difficult to find. And now with this new system, computer tomographic screening, they can find the cancer cells at a very, very early time to reduce lung cancer mortality. It's the only low-dose screening north of Sacramento. Go to ShastaRegional.com and click on the lung screening procedure they have there on the website. And I'm here with One Safe Place, Elizabeth Schroeder, who is Development Director, and everything else that falls around there, and Christina Prosperi, who is one of the dancers for Dancing with the Stars. So, what dances are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, the best one. We were over the moon. They did the funnest, like, reveal where you got to pick it out of a basket of what decade, right? We're doing Dancing with the Decade. So everybody has their own 10 years they really get to focus on. So our first one is a 1920s number. I can't wait for the costume. It's going to be incredible. And that was really, that one has tested me and Nick on this thoroughness and execution of this 1920s very fast, fun song. And then we drew one of my favorites, especially at True Ride, because we have so much hip-hop music and fun music like that. We got the 2000s, so we also get to do an incredible hip-hop number, and we just started the choreography on it, and it is like a reward for me. It is the most fun, and I cannot wait for the costumes and the production and everything, because you can just...
Hip-hop.
It's a show, yes. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be so good. I can't wait. I feel like I earned that. Like, I'm going to put myself out there in this environment. But I guess the one thing where I've done, like, adult hip-hop classes, our studio at True Ride shares with the building with California Dance Company. So the entire building is music and movement and fun and people learning and being with community. And Sonia, who owns it, had put on adult hip-hop, and I took classes last year there, and it was a blast. So when I did it, I was like, this is what I earned. I took those classes by one time. So I'm really hoping it pays off. But it's going to be a blast. And we're laughing in the incredible, we've got Tara Ferris and Bobby's in there and these amazing humans that get to come and teach us this choreography and have fun with us. And we're laughing and it's going to be great. So I really look forward to even seeing everybody else's routines. Yeah. We don't know what other people are doing. It's all secret. Bobby's closing the blinds. Yeah. We're practicing. It's just very, it's going to be a surprise. And I went last year and I just can't wait. I hope everybody's singing and dancing in their seats. I know how involved I got when I went last year. It's going to be great.
Well, it's, having done it.
Yeah.
Many years ago and then, participating in it.
You know, Carl was one of the stars, right?
Well, you were at our kickoff party, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the, having not been a dancer, and still not a dancer, except, of course, when I get out there on
groove it.
Yeah.
Only with a bar and Elizabeth.
Yeah, moving everything, you know. And, you know, AWB, dance like the AWB, average white boy.
Yeah.
There you go. But one of the things I did when I got involved in this thing was I practiced a lot with Kathy.
Yeah.
And she is a taskmaster, and she realized right away that there was no way I can do circles or twirls or anything like that. So I became very linear, and we tangled. And
there you go.
Yeah, it's very
like
linear.
My husband, he just becomes the pole, and he just hands over his head and stands there and lets everybody else do the work.
We have a friend like that. He's like 6'4", 6'5", and his wife's like 5'2". And she dances all around him.
There you go.
And, you know, he moves his head. But perfect. the feeling, you're not going to – have you ever – you're going to go out in front on that stage.
Oh, yeah.
And there's going to be like 900 people out
there. Great. Yeah. I try not to think about that part.
Well, here's what I want to tell everybody is they are all your friends.
Yeah, they are.
They really are. And they could care less. I mean, you know, your shoe can come off, you know, anything. They could care less. They are, you know, they're applauding for you. They're happy. You know, you're out there. It's effort. So it's something that, it just kind of disappears once you're out there.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And they're all happy. And the main reason is that they're not up there.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of work. And people, and then when you add on that, you know, you're raising money at the same time. And,
yeah.
And so this is, you know, for the people that put themselves out like you and the rest of the dancers, it's a big thing.
It is. It's a commitment.
It's very much appreciated.
Thank you.
By the community. Yeah.
It's been a blast. You mentioned, you're spot on when it comes to everybody in the audience being a fan and supporting you. When we bought True Ride, it took us about a year and a half, and it was last February. So it's been about a year and a half, and I focused so much on the business part of it, and we have incredible instructors, and I focused on learning what they did, because I'm a great writer. I've been writing there for 5 years, and I didn't want to lose it. It was such a meaningful place to me. And then now, recently, I just started instructing. So this morning, before I was here, I had a 5:15 a.m. class that I taught. And that's that same feeling that you get where you're out there, and you have incredible humans that are supporting you. And even if you mess up or you be silly, you just get to go be your authentic self, and it all works out. And they're there for it. And I think they get more involved the more human you are, and it's going to be incredible. So, and we have 42 bikes. I'm going to probably be in awe of the incredible support of 900 people. That's going to be wild.
You will be. Now, let's talk about this fundraiser you have.
Yeah.
It's free community rides from One Safe Place.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Yeah. So what we've done before, this is actually not our first time doing this. We did this for last year just as a supporter for Faith Barrett, who was also one of the dancers in last year's. And we got together, and Faith's incredible, and she trusted us to have and host a fundraiser. And so last year we went through this, and it was a blast. It is a lot of work, but it is so much fun showcasing with a fairly low barrier to entry of $75. We had incredible humans coming together, like the Jacob Akana Band, right? They collectively came and supported and put $75 together, and we got to showcase them, and that's been incredible. And I think we're trying to balance that of allowing smaller donations that really add up when all the community comes together, right? We have that collective giving, so it doesn't have to be high things. There are incredible packages for sponsorship that One Safe Place has together. Mm-hmm. I encourage everybody to look into that. They are fun. There's makeup and beauty and tickets that you can have for your team. So if you are a business that really wants to maybe put some team bonding and building together, reach out to Elizabeth. You know, let her know I sent you.
Christine will get the credit.
Yeah, I'll take the credit 100%.
Now, how do people sign up for this, your free ride?
Yeah, go to our website, TrueRideStudio.com. It's free. You're just going to register for free so that, sign all those good old waivers. And then you just book your bike. And if you can reach out to our staff, call anytime or email us at fit@TrueRideStudio, and we can help you book your bike and get signed up and go over any other questions that you might have.
And this is also on the ospshasta.org website. It'll highlight Christina's event and all of the stars, really, any events that they're hosting will be on that website as well, under Dancing with the Shasta Stars. So
wonderful.
You can go to it that direction as well.
And find us on social media. I love doing our social media. We've got the link to the donation in our bio. It's on Facebook. There's an event that we created, so you can find it there as well. You're going to have to try hard not to find it. We're making it as easy as possible.
How do people get tickets for Dancing
for the event?
Good question.
Yeah, so tickets will go on sale here September 1st, and that will be available directly through the Cascade Theater. So you'll just go to cascadetheater.org and get tickets. And we already have so many people asking. So people are excited about this event. So get your tickets early. Bring your friends. We're going to have a great time. And like Christina said, we do have sponsorship packets still available. So if you have a business and you want your team to come, we do some fun things like behind the scenes sponsorship where you can come and do like a meet and greet with all of our amazing stars. We've got some really, really great stuff happening and available. So if you have four people that want to come up to 12, I think it's a package as well. So you can bring your crew, cheer on one of the stars or all of the stars, learn about One Safe Place and the services provided, and just be part of the community event.
And the event date is October 18th.
Saturday, October 18th. So
at 6 p.m.
That's right. And I know that there's so many things happening in Reading, so many really fun things. So we just hope people come out to this. One Safe Place, Dancing with the Shasta Stars. You can dress up or not. But
dress
it's at
up.
The Cascade
it's
Theater.
It's more fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's well, thank you yeah. so much, Christina.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to be seeing more and more of you
Absolutely.
Around here.
I'll be around.
Bringing in more people.
Yeah.
Okay. When we come back, we have Mary and Jim Rickert. Mary, former Shasta County Supervisor, but we're going to be talking wolves and the problems that the state of California has. And it's just getting worse. And we'll be right back after this news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. European leaders tell President Trump they want a Ukraine ceasefire. They're also welcoming U.S.-backed security guarantees for Ukraine once the war comes to an end.
During high-level White House talks with NATO and European leaders, President Trump said ending the Russia-Ukraine war is within reach.
This is something that's very attainable.
Ukrainian President Zelensky welcomed a meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin, while German Chancellor Merz emphasized quickly halting the violence.
To be honest, we all would like to see a ceasefire.
And the NATO secretary said Europe views U.S. support for Ukrainian security guarantees as a breakthrough. Greg Clugston, the White House.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says Friday is the day, says the Justice Department will start handing over Jeffrey Epstein-related files. Protest in Sacramento over a controversial bill pending in the California Assembly. It's legislation that opponents call a child trafficker's dream.
The legislation, AB 495, would significantly expand the range of adults who can fill out a child's caregiver's authorization affidavit. Southern California pastor Jack Hibbs has called it, quote, the most dangerous bill we've ever seen, unquote. He's leading a rally at the state capitol today. He says AB 495 is a dangerous bill that puts every child at risk. The Alliance Defending Freedom argues that AB 495 is likely unconstitutional. This is Larry Marino reporting.
Three-day strike by Air Canada flight attendants is coming to an end. The flight attendants union says a tentative contract agreement has been reached. The walkout upended the plans of thousands of air travelers all across North America. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow trading about 267 points higher, the Nasdaq down 175. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You work hard, you build wisely, your home has become one of your greatest assets. If you're staying put this summer, this might be the perfect time to put that equity to work. Whether it's funding a second home, helping your kids get their start, or simply creating more margin in your financial life, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans are the only ones I trust to guide you through it. They've done loans for my family. They tailor every loan to fit your goals. Fellowship is a direct lender and operates with your best interest in mind. If you're looking to access your equity through a refi or exploring a HELOC for some cash this summer for a second property or maybe tackle those updates you've been putting off, start with people you trust, people I trust. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
A woman charged with selling actor Matthew Perry the ketamine that killed him has agreed to plead guilty.
Prosecutors say Jasmine Sanger was known to her clients as the ketamine queen. According to her plea agreement, she worked with an intermediary to provide vials of the prescription anesthetic to Matthew Perry's personal assistant, who injected the friend's star with the drug. Matthew Perry was found dead in a jacuzzi at his Los Angeles home in October 2023, and a raid of Jasmine Sanger's Hollywood apartment led to officers recovering ecstasy tablets, cocaine, methamphetamine, and other drugs. Four other people, two of them doctors, who were accused of supplying ketamine to Matthew Perry, have also pleaded guilty.
The BBC's David Willis. A coach at a facility in Iowa that has trained Olympic champions faces allegations that he abused young female gymnasts during the training. News and analysis, townhall.com. Outer space emerging as the world's next battlefield.
That's been demonstrated by recent cyber attacks on satellites blamed on Russia. National security officials have said the Kremlin also is seeking to develop a space-based weapon that could knock out American satellites, potentially devastating the U.S. economy while leaving the country vulnerable to military attack. Officials in Washington are taking notice, investing in greater efforts to defend U.S. satellites while countering threats from China and Russia. Keith Peters, Washington.
Missouri's Attorney General is moving on to take a leadership post with the FBI. Republican AG Andrew Bailey says he's resigning effective September 8th and will serve as co-deputy director at the Bureau. Bailey has been a strong supporter of President Trump. He recently defended the state's pro-life regulations in the face of a new pro-abortion constitutional amendment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Tuesday the 19th of August, 8:05 in the morning. News is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Today's weather, 93. Yesterday was an 87. It was a beautiful day. But this is kind of, we're starting to see triple digits on Wednesday. It's going to hit 100, and Thursday, 106. It's going to stay at that 106, all 106, 105, 105 through next Sunday, through Sunday. And then Monday, all the way down to 104. So we're back. The summer is back, and the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, Kenny family. They're the third generation of running that business. It's been for over 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They do a lot for our community in many ways. They give discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, I'm here with a voice from the past. I'm here with Mary and Jim Rickard. And Mary, former supervisor for many years on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. But a lot of people either don't know or they don't realize that your family are ranchers.
Absolutely.
And Jim is here, her husband, spouse, I could say better half because I'm a guy.
You know? Okay, there you go.
Can we go there? Can we get there?
Yeah.
And you all have been, I don't care who says, you all have been in the cattle business and ranching business a long time.
Yes, yes.
Many, many years.
Yeah.
Well, when did you all start with this?
I mean, we
know Prather Ranch, but there's more to it than that.
My grandparents started in grazing in the Bald Hills and did cattle drives up to their summer pastures, which was on Potem Creek,
uh-huh.
And it was the range was basically Big Bend to Kennett, Pitt River to Squaw Creek.
Okay.
That was big country.
Big country out there.
Yeah.
So that was your grandparents.
That was my grandparents.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been around the cattle industry a long time.
Yes. Yes.
And then now you have a ranch. Well, you have a ranch right here in Bella Vista.
We have and we have one out of Anderson, and we have properties in Siskiyou County and uh-huh. up in Fall River Valley.
Okay. And I'm not going to be like the guy that I heard the other day say, well, how many cows? No.
Because yeah.
There's certain things you don't ask people is how much land you have or how many cattle you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I heard that the other day, and the the gentleman that was being asked was really nice because he realized the person asking it was, you know, a novice. Mm-hmm. And so he was, you know, he was very gentle with him. anyway, but this is a lot of land and a lot of cattle. And that, but it's when people think of ranchers, they don't understand what environmentalists really are. It's your ranchers and farmers.
Absolutely.
We're on the front line.
So, what are some of the things, I mean, when people think of cattle, they just think of their grazing. But there's a lot more to it than that. Can you educate some of our people out there?
Well, we go into a lot of details. We have maintain a closed herd, which means we only bring frozen bull sperm in and do artificial insemination.
Okay.
To limit the exposure to other animals.
Okay.
So that's kind
of. So you know what you're getting there.
We know what we're getting.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of genetic testing and do a lot of DNA evaluations of our cattle. And so that's a big deal.
We breed our cattle primarily for good meat quality. And, of course, things like mothering and low birth weight.
Low birth weight. You know, people don't realize that low birth rate is important. So, you know, so they can have the calves easier, but then put on weight.
That's right. That's right. They've got to be able to.
The perfect animal is actually one that has a small birth weight and grows really big.
And grows real fast after that.
Yeah.
And they're bred for that. I mean, because you'll see this when you're seeing the cattle sales, low birth weight.
Yeah.
So that's, now, taking care of your animals, no, they're not your pets.
But they are.
But you spend a lot of time with this, making sure they're safe, they're healthy, they're vaccinated, all these things, keeping that. Mm-hmm. And this, all of a sudden, 10 years ago, the state of California decides to introduce wolves.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, OR7 came over the border from Oregon, and it was very close proximity to our headquarters in McDowell, where our Appraiser Ranch, where we have our USDA Federally Inspected Slaughter Plant. Mm-hmm. And we invited the Defenders of Wildlife, and they came up, and we spent a day with us. And they basically said, we're the poster child for, you know, if a wolf's going to come and settle down and put down some roots, it's going to be where we are. And it's happened. We coexisted with those wolves for a good 8 years. We didn't have a problem with them. We were very vigilant. And then about 2 years ago, they decided that, yep, there's not many deer around anymore. They more or less cleaned out our deer herd, and mm-hmm. our bear population has diminished in the last couple of years significantly.
Is it because the deer have gone away, or you think the wolves are taking out the bear?
I don't think they're taking out the bear. I think the bear are just moving on. Don't you agree, Jim?
Because of the food chain there.
Yeah.
They're just
because you don't have a problem with bears attacking your cattle, do you?
No. And we'd have bears. Yeah. They come in and they would, you know, kind of share the feed bunk with cattle that were on feed. And you know, the way you could tell the bears were around is you see bear scat everywhere. Yeah. And I just don't see it anymore. I mean, I'm not around there. And I was telling, we had a trapper yesterday at our house from USDA, and I was saying that, you know, I used to see a lot of deer around where we are up there in McDowell, and we have about five head left, and they move. We have a big solar array that we mm-hmm. power our pumps and our slaughterhouse with. They sleep there in the daytime underneath the solar panels, and then the afternoons they gravitate over and they move into the feed barn and
literally stay in the barn.
They are staying close to people so that they know they're safe. And that's,
isn't that something?
It's really obvious what's going on here, that the deer population is diminished, and then 2 years ago the wolves decided, gee, it's a whole lot easier to go after a calf.
We're going to take a break and we're going to talk about that. As you know, I've been talking about here on the show, my friends, our listeners, about the wolf problems we're having. And then when I talked to Mary and Jim, I mean, they've become almost like the face of the ranchers, because they've been in a variety of articles on TV, everywhere from the LA to, Wall Street Journal.
CBS News.
CBS News and all this, because this has become a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, Turn it law. You know, if you've been injured at work and you haven't gotten treated, it can be life-changing. Maybe you might even need to be, you know, never go back to the job you were at and need to get retrained into something else. But it's not happening. You're not getting the treatment that you should be. You need to call Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. And you're going to talk to him. You're going to talk to the man that's an expert in workers' compensation. He's a veteran, a former law enforcement, went to law school, understands how the insurance companies work. You know, you want to go back to work. Your family wants you to go back to work. And if you could, your employer wants you to come back to work, but it's just not happening. You need some help. Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168. GormanLaw.com. He's a good man, and he's an honorable man, so he will help you receive the treatment that you deserve. We'll be right back.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Meh Tuesday. We always say Monday you start the week, Wednesday something, Thursday you're sliding into Friday. Tuesday, meh. Right, Ben?
Yes.
Ben is doing some math. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. With us is Jim and Mary Rickert. Mary, former supervisor here, but they started out in the cattle business, and they're still in the cattle business. They have
trying to be
a number of ranches, and of course, when you're raising herds of cattle, you're raising to a specific level of excellence, and people go, well, how do you do that? Well, by having closed herds, as Jim explained, taking care of the animals. And while they're not, they're not coming into your house and sleeping at night, they probably like them to now.
Yeah.
But they're taken care of, and you know your cattle.
Mm-hmm. You watch their behavior.
And you know how many you have, and you know which ones are having the calves. Mm-hmm. You know all these things. Every rancher out there can tell you exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years ago, after they'd introduced the wolves, 10 years ago, 8 years coexistence.
Right.
Something started 2 years ago. Can you talk about that?
Well, it was a distinct change in how we had to function. We all of a sudden, we tried fladry. I don't know if people are familiar with fladry is. If you go to a used car lot, you see these flags all around it, bright color. That's one of the mechanisms that they want you to use to scare the wolves away. Didn't work.
Let me just interrupt for a second. Because they are endangered, you cannot hunt them, shoot them, not even with a rubber bullet. You can't do anything
to
them. Right. I mean, they are totally protected.
Totally.
Unless they are attacking you. And I guess you can't do anything. So this is what we're talking about. You're putting out flags.
Yep, but and one of the things that, as I shared earlier in the earlier segment, that Defenders of Wildlife came to the ranch in McDowell, and we talked about what we could do.
Now, are Defenders of Wildlife?
They're out of Sacramento. Pamela Flick, yes.
Are they more in the ranchers?
No.
They're totally on the wolf side.
They're on the wolf side.
Got it. Yes.
Yeah, right. Wolf team. Okay. They're the wolf team.
Okay. And Pamela just looked at us, and she's a very nice lady, but she looked at us very seriously and said, well, what you can do is take pots and pans and bang them together and scare them away. That was what they told us at that time. And we just, our jaws just kind of dropped. And so we've tried different things, and we have quite a bit of acreage up there that the cattle run on. We have several hundred.
We have to.
And so it's impossible. People suggest guard dogs. We had this discussion with a USDA trapper yesterday in our living room.
Yes.
He said guard dogs, they're just going to get eaten by the wolves. Wolves are the dominant apex predator.
Yeah.
And that's all there is
and
to it.
You may have some of these, and you hear the stories about, they'll take on coyotes and kill them, but we're not talking coyotes here.
No.
We're talking, and you don't fight one wolf.
No, there's a pack. That's what they're.
Yeah, it's a pack.
And the other thing that people don't understand, that they're into what's called thrill killing. And they actually don't just kill for food. They kill to kill. And anybody that knows us and knows our background, we've done everything we can to enhance wildlife. We do all kinds of things to promote wildlife. We've been recognized from all kinds of awards up and down the state and nationally. But this is a different beast, and it is unmerciful. And I'm going to let Jim talk about what happens when it, how they chase them. And
well, they'll actually chase them around, and they'll break one of the animals loose from the herd, and they'll just chase them until they're exhausted, and then they attack their rectum, and they actually disembowel them.
And that's the way they do. They take them down from the rear and eat them, starting from right there.
And they're still alive.
And they're still alive.
They're still alive. It's a horrible death.
It's brutal.
So you'll find an animal that's still alive out there.
In shock.
And total shock, and has been eaten.
Yes.
Maybe, but when you say thrill killing, I mean, they'll kill it, won't eat it. They'll just bring it down.
No, they're not that hungry. And then we were talking with our friend yesterday, and he was saying that it's going to get very, very serious here within the next year. And Shasta County has had 6 confirmed kills on the Hat Creek Rim. But they are in the area, and it's a matter of time, and people need to be vigilant. That's all there is to it.
Well, and here's the other part here is, the, you know, cattle or beef prices are, you know,
they're high.
It's whimsical how bad they can be. Mm-hmm. But for the last year, mm-hmm. they have been at one of the highest in, I guess.
It is the highest in
history. So when you lose a cow, you're essentially losing, what, $2,500, $3,000?
Oh, it's probably north of that.
North of that now.
Yeah.
And if you lose a cow that's having a calf, now you can double that,
right.
essentially. So you've lost $6,000 just sitting there from that one kill. But it's much more than that. It's when you're, if the way I understand, of course I want you to, you know, illuminate this, but when you're moving the cattle, you know, when the cattle are stressed and moving, what's the impact?
Well, one of the things that happens is, the fertility goes down, and we had, 200, bred cows,
mm-hmm.
and they were deemed pregnant by our veterinarian. And, we only got 160 calves out of those. And normally we'd only lose 2 or 3% of, in calving, in mm-hmm. that process of calving. So that was, you know,
That was a huge, you would not ever expect something like that.
No. Yeah.
When it's calving time and it's all hands on deck out there.
Exactly.
And to lose it.
And those are complete losses. I mean, there's no compensation whatsoever. Yeah. You have to have a confirmed kill. We've had 20 confirmed kills, but we also lost those 40 calves, and we don't know if the cows aborted or as they were calving, the wolves came in, took the calf. We just don't know.
Which has happened.
Which happens frequently. Yes.
Yeah. If she's on the ground or she's birthing, and then they come up and just take the calf.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
Right. I want people to understand this. You know, people have this mystical thing, and wolves are beautiful animals, and all of this. But when they've got no natural enemy, because they are the expert, they are the apex predator out mm-hmm. there, and they decide that cattle are now going to become their main food source, then they train their cubs,
exactly,
and the pups. I shouldn't say cubs, but pups, to do the same thing, and the ranchers and farmers have nothing they can do. They can put out the flags, which the wolves will ignore.
Yes.
The article I read where they drove around your property, I guess fishing game drove your circumference of your property. Well, what's that going to do? I mean, the wolf just waits till they drive by.
No, and they talk about range riders that if you don't, anybody that knows anything being on horseback at nighttime, that's kind of a dangerous proposition.
That right there.
You know, because you don't know if you've got a gopher hole or something where your horses are valuable. You know about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or you're riding where there's trees.
And then you get
your eye poked out. I mean, you're wearing goggles and everything else.
No.
Yeah. And even then, you may move them.
Right.
The wolves. Okay. So you get between them. They may move a mile.
And then they're back.
What's that mean?
We had that happen 2 weeks ago, and they called the USDA drone operator, and this is one of their test cases. Jim, I'll let you share about what
using drones to harass them.
And they had speakers and everything, and they mm-hmm. actually Scarlett?
Johansson. They used a scene from a movie where she and her husband were having this humongous fight.
Screaming and yelling. All kinds of stuff, yeah.
And they used that.
And did it work?
Well,
For
the most part, it worked. And the wolves were over the mountain on the other side. They left.
But the problem is, any kind of behavior that a wolf experiences over and over again, and then there's no real, basically, impact.
Nothing happens.
There's no impact. Yeah. They're going to become used to that and noise, and they're going to say, well, that's not going to hurt me, and still go ahead. And that's the problem.
The way I understood the first drones went out, it worked. Until the second time.
Yep.
And then and then the wolves were watching the drones, and even I heard a wolf came after one of the drones.
Yeah.
So then they started with the loud noises, and okay, that works for a while, but you're right. If you constantly tell somebody, I'm going to spank you.
Right.
And you don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's exactly what's happening. So we have a problem, and the problem's only going to be increased significantly, because I know that the Wellback Pack, where we are, they have five pups that are getting ready to, you know, eat more. And I've talked to people from Siskiyou County, and they're quite concerned the next few months that there's going to be an increase in activity in the wolves.
Sure.
And the trapper we met with yesterday, he's very, very concerned. I mean, he's out on the ground every day. And he just says, we are going to have a horrific problem in the next couple of years in Northern California and in Shasta County with wolves. And so people are going to have to be really paying attention.
Okay, I'm here with Jim and Mary Rickert, and this is not a political thing. This is about wolves, which will become a very much of a political thing, I think, here. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, it appears that the sheriffs up here mm-hmm. are taking a stand. And also I want to talk about, I got a phone call yesterday from somebody and about wolves in Tehama County. So, and also your comments about out in Bella Vista.
Yes.
So this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, been in the business 30 years. 30 years they've been in the business, and they have, it's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. You're not going to get blow-dried. You're not going to get shampooed. No, you're going to go in there and get a great haircut. I've been going there since I moved here in 07. Never had a bad haircut. Like I said, established 1960. Been in the same location since 1967. Off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. I make an appointment, as I did yesterday, to get my haircut by calling 530-244-9478. Tim and Logan, you set up a time that works for you. Go in and get a great haircut, and I can't say enough about this place. And it's Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Mary and Jim Rickert.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Studio sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's going to be 93 today, so it's still going to be pretty nice out there. And then it starts getting into the hundreds tomorrow through next Monday with highs in 105, 106, 104. So we're back. This beautiful July we had that was cooler than usual. And August is going to, I just wonder if September is going to be a few weeks of 100 degrees. We'll find out. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, 530-365-3793. I'm here with Mary and Jim Ruckert. Mary, of course, was a longtime supervisor here in Shasta County, but they, before that, they were, she and Jim were ranchers and still are ranchers, and have become the kind of the face for ranchers. CBS News, LA Times, Wall Street Journal, and any number of publications have talked to you about the problems that introducing wolves with no restrictions has caused up here in Northern California, with the sheriffs all taking the same viewpoint that this is an emergency.
Yes, and when Modoc County, they declared a state of emergency and passed a declaration of emergency at their board of supervisors, I asked Ned Coe, who's a friend of mine, supervisor in Modoc County, for a copy of that, and I got it to our Shasta board clerk, and then we got it on the agenda and got that passed so that Shasta County was, because Jim and I were getting calls from ranchers and Sierra Valley, et cetera, saying, well, what's going on with Shasta County? They're lagging behind. So
I think got that done. That's a 5-0 vote. I mean,
yeah, it was. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer vote.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people say, well, what's this big deal about, you know, wolves aren't a big deal. They are a big deal. You know, you start destroying the livelihood of ranching and the tradition and legacy in the North State. You start taking cattle off the rangeland. And, Carl, you know my background in forestry and wildfire, et cetera. So then they stop grazing, and then that increases our catastrophic fire danger. And so we've got to keep the ecological balance kind of in check, or else it's going to be thrown off even more. And so that's all I'm saying is I really appreciate, I have talked to Sheriff Johnson several times about the wolf issue. And he's staying on top of it, and I will continue to keep him apprised of anything, new developments in Shasta County.
I got a phone call yesterday. I've been talking to Mary and Jim about this from a friend of mine who was, he's a cattle owner, too, and works out in Tehama County. They have found a pack probably within several miles of Red Bluff. And I'm not talking 100 miles, I'm talking. They found it looks like a new pack, male, female, and three pups. And they've got them on camera. They don't believe it's at all the Ishii pack. Ishii pack is further out, so they're thinking this may be a new one that's right down here. And then You were telling me about out in Bella Vista, your cattle out there, you've noticed something about the cattle.
Well, this was in primarily in McDowell, but you'll notice the cattle behavior. You know, I'll be around them when we know that the wolves are close. They do have, they're collared, some of them. And so we have, you know, we can go online and kind of track them. The problem is it's not necessarily always in real time. It's kind of a delayed. But you at least kind of say, okay, we're going to at least pay a little extra, you know, more attention. But you do notice the animal behavior, and I was sharing this with you yesterday, is they kind of group up more. Mm-hmm. And they're a little more, when they graze, they kind of graze as a tighter group. I was in McDowell a couple weeks ago. I go up there every week. And I noticed that they were more spread out. So I thought, okay, they're a little more relaxed because they must not catch the scent or whatever. Right. They don't detect the danger. But it's really sad. It doesn't help herd health. And that's one thing people don't understand. You know, we have a breeding program. Jim and I have been with Prairie Ranch for 46 years. We have a breeding program. And this is, people don't understand. We can't just go out and get another cow, you know, and because ours, we sell direct to the consumer, our beef. Mm-hmm. And so, that breeding program is really, really important to us. We've been using certain kind of bulls to produce certain kind of, you know, product for the consumer. And so it's really important that we maintain the integrity of the herd. And of course they're important to us too. Another thing, we're certified humane. We've been, by Humane Farm Animal Care, it's become much more well known. It's on egg cartons and all kinds of things. Sure. We were the third, ranching, our third, I guess, farming or ranching operation in the country to be audited and approved by them.
Certified.
In 2003. And so, Jim and I have been friends with Temple Grandin. She's a famous animal behaviorist. A lot of people know who she is. And so it's really important, you know, we are the stewards of our, not just the land, but of our animals. And so we feel this deep, deep commitment to make sure that they're safe. And that's what kills me the most, is this feeling that I'm not able to protect them. And I don't understand why is, you know, and I know people get upset with me, but why is a wolf life that much more important than a cow's life? You know, what makes one more valuable than another? And so people have to understand, to us, our cattle are as important. You know, you have a dog or a cat you're fond of. Well, we're fond of our cattle, and our job is to protect them. And that's another element that's been really hard psychologically on ranchers. This is exhausting. We have to remain vigilant all the time. It's depressing as can be because we don't have the tools to protect our herds.
The state of California just put a $2 million depredation fund out for all of California. For wolf depredation.
Right.
It's not that easy, though, is it?
No.
I mean, how, Jim, say, you know, you had 40 calves left, so that's kind of hard to, you know, because they may have aborted and all that.
Exactly.
But when you, so say, you know, you lose an animal out there that a wolf takes, what happens then?
Well, we call an animal control officer, and they actually go out and do an investigation. And they have to confirm the kill, and they take pictures of it and everything, and it's really horrific to see what these animals, the pictures and everything. So they have to confirm the kill, and then you can apply for compensation.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many kills that you know, we just don't see.
Well, that's the thing is, all of a sudden a calf's missing.
Yes.
Or a cow's missing. If you don't find them
right.
in time,
exactly.
because other
predators,
predators or birds, lizards, coyotes will come in there and strip it, and then you can't tell, and they'll do it quick.
Right.
Yeah. And if you don't find it right then,
exactly,
you've lost it. In Colorado, they had a $6 million. Wolf depredation fund spent in the first 6 months, and they were out of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
And it's not just the loss, but it's what we've talked about. It's not just the death that, you know, you can find. It's the loss of weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's the loss of the, you know, the
fertility,
abortion support their calves. I mean, there's so many things that go into this.
Well, and this is called pay for presence. There's just not enough money out there to pay for the wolf presence. That's just plain. That's
too many wolves.
Too many wolves.
And every year more wolves.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're reproducing rapidly. It's not like a mountain lion. It's not like a bear. They have a whole lot more pups than, you know, mountain lion have one or two cubs. Yeah. Same with the bear. They have 5, 7. Was it John was talking about some that had 9?
Yeah, 9. Yeah,
when there's more food, they have more pups.
That's right.
Exactly.
And if there's less food, they have less pups. I mean, that's just the wild. That's what happens.
And the thing is, too, Carl, that there's been Dr. Ken Tate, and he recently passed away, which has been a huge loss to the cattle industry. He worked for UC Davis, and he's kind of our rangeland expert for the for the industry, and we've known him for many, many years. But anyway, he did a couple studies. One is that, and Jim, help me with the numbers here, but one study, he came up with, he and the other researchers, that one wolf can cost a rancher anywhere from $160,000. And then another study they did was...
I've seen that study. One wolf can cost $160,000.
That's right, up to... for any rancher.
Right.
That's just one. And then the other study, and they did this in primarily Sierra Valley, which has been really hit hard. It's been basically our Wellback Pack in Siskiyou and Sierra Valley is the worst problems. But the other study was the wolf scat. They tested wolf scat and it's up to about 80% of bovine DNA.
Yeah.
So it is proving that the wolves are targeting cattle now.
And 2 years ago it was deer.
It was deer
DNA, 80% deer, and now in 2 years it's gone from 80% deer to 80% bovine.
Well, and that's the thing to me that I don't think people realize is the behavior has changed. I really, truly believe, and that's true, you know, you look at nature and animals adapt, all kinds of animals adapt, all kinds of changes in their environment, and they have kind of discovered, as I shared with you yesterday, it's like a Burger King drive-thru for them, because our cattle are not instinctively trained to run or like a deer is, you know, they don't have the capacity, they just don't have
horns. It's not like the old days where they could fight.
No.
And these are...
Well, and we've...
These are bred to be gentle.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we bred our cattle for good disposition.
Yeah, that's so what, you can work with them.
That's one of the genetic factors that you look for is good dispositions.
I'm with Jim and Mary Rickard. I'm so much appreciate y'all coming down and talking about this. We've had several shows about this. This is the wolf problem that is not going to get any better. And when we come back, I'd like to discuss what you would like to see happen to at least give you all a chance. Yes. And by the way, if I understand right, also it's the lowest number of cattle.
And
for
many
decades, are in the United States right now.
That's right.
And right now, the price is the highest it's been that anybody can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of this, you throw in wolves that are decimating the herds. So we'll be right back with possible solutions on how to handle this.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. Why don't take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we are, it's 8:51 in the morning here on the 19th of August, and I'm talking to Mary and Jim Ruckert. And this isn't a political thing. This is about wolves. And this question, or this, this problem has really come up in the last, I guess, 6 months? I mean, where it's really getting, the problem's been here, but it's really starting to get up on people's consciousness in the last 6 months. And the reason is, in California, our wolves are considered an endangered species. You can't shoot them with rubber bullets. You can't, with paint guns or anything else. And ranchers are starting to lose a significant part of their herds. 2 years ago, wolf scat DNA was deer. 80% was deer. 2 years later now, it's bovine. They are going after the cattle herds all through Northern California. There's been states of a wolf emergency now established in Shasta County and all the northern counties. That we're having real problems here. The sheriffs are, on the sides of the ranchers as they should be. And Mary, you had a very good point. What makes a wolf's life more important than a cow's life? So
I need that answer.
Yeah. Now, there are the depredation of funds, but you've got to prove, you've got to find the animal. And then you've got to prove it was killed by a wolf. And if you don't get it quick, the other, coyotes, birds, other animals will strip that cow, tell it. So what is the solution, Jim?
Well, I think it just needs to, we need to take out the problem wolves. That's as simple as that. I think you need to kill them.
Now, if you, say you've got a pack of 6 or 8, usually the pack is the, male, female, and their pups who have grown. And when they get to a certain size, male pups, I don't even, female pups are do it too, but they leave and establish their own pack.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And a pack is two animals, mm-hmm. from what I understand. So if you have a pack of six, do you have to kill all of them? I guess is the question.
I've the information I've gotten is that the alpha female is the one that you really want to target if you have that ability. And Jim and I went to a rural county's representatives of California meeting in Alturas, when was that, 6 weeks ago or so, mm-hmm. 2 months ago. And they had their annual meeting. They always have it where the outgoing chair resides. And Jerry Byrne, also from a ranching background, she was the outgoing chair for the RCRC group. And Jim and I went there, did public comment. Of course, there's 40 rural counties represented. And predators were a huge issue. And they did have Secretary Wade Crowfoot, of Natural Resources. He spoke. And he said in that meeting, and I haven't heard much of it, I've been watching for it in the news, that they are looking at some kind of a ability for a rancher to terminate the life of a problem wolf. And so that's something we need to continually push our legislators to really have them consider, because if we don't get ahead of this problem, we're going to really jeopardize the ranching community in Northern California.
Well, we're behind right now, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I agree.
Well, in Oregon, uh-huh. They can take out problem wolves.
Okay. Is it Fish and Game can take them out? If you identify a problem wolf, or can the ranchers themselves?
In some cases, I think the ranchers can even take them out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then in some states, Idaho for sure, and I think Wyoming, Montana, mm-hmm. I think they have wolf seasons.
Yes.
That you can hunt wolves.
Yes.
Because they've got so many of them. And yes. They've just decimated their elk herds, and mm-hmm. now, you know, they're moving into the cattle. So it's got to be somewhere in there that Fish and Game and the Fish and Game Commission or Wildlife mm-hmm. Commission, they're going to have to come back and revisit this. Is this correct?
Cause yes.
It's
yeah.
still,
yes.
They're still endangered with yeah. all these rules.
No, and we talked about that yesterday with the USDA guy, and he said, you know, that federally we think we may get them delisted. That may not be the problem. It's going to be California and California specific. And it's primarily the governor. We just have to convince him. As a matter of fact, Jim and I have done a lot of work with the UC Berkeley Wolf Research Project, and we are part of that. We've done, I've done a podcast for them where they're doing a video. And they've been up to the ranch numerous times. And the gentleman that's running that, he's a professor at UC Berkeley. And he's worked in, was it Montana?
Yeah.
For many years.
And Wyoming.
And
yeah.
he, that was one of the things, you know, we talked about is how do we convince our governor as this is a serious problem. And if we don't get in front of it, it's going to become a disaster for the state of California.
Well, they're real busy right now redesignating all of us into different congressional districts.
Well,
so, you know, but you're right. You know, ranchers, farmers feed America.
That's right.
And it comes down to the fact that you can do everything you can.
You want locally raised beef. You
yeah.
want beef that's raised in America because you don't know what you've got importing product. I mean, Jim and I know enough about food production, and that's true of any kind of food. I really hesitate to buy anything that's ever been produced outside of the United States.
Yeah.
That's important.
I so much appreciate y'all coming today.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thank you.
You know, it's when I was out on that ride last week, I'm around a lot of ranchers. And I tell you what, wolves were being discussed a lot. And the fishing,
of course they
were fishing game reps. They've been in fish mm-hmm. and wildlife a long time. And, you know, they're just, they said they had no concept what was going to happen. The guys on the ground knew it, mm-hmm. knew exactly what was going to happen. He said, and they still don't know, and they don't know what to do. So.
No, they're scratching their heads, and they're getting a lot of pressure. And I know the California Cattlemen's and Association's very, very aggressive. We've talked to fellow cattlemen that want to file lawsuits and that kind of thing. So we'll see what happens. We are doing whatever we can to spread awareness. Jim and I love wildlife. Don't get us wrong, but they've crossed the line. And when they're taking down animal after animal, your livelihood and poor defenseless animals. We've got to revisit this.
It has to be revisited, and it's, you know, it's there can be coexistence.
There can, and we did
but
for many years.
That it's going to be, some things are going to have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, well, thank you for, I know you all come down here, but
yeah,
for taking the time to come in here this morning and discuss something that, you know, a lot of people aren't really aware about, you know, okay, wolves, but they don't realize what an impact it will have, one, on our economy also.
Absolutely.
When you're doing this.
You know, this is what we're known for, a lot of us in the North State, is the ranching tradition and legacy, and it's important to maintain that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the Assistant Registrar of Voters is going to join us, the new one. And we're going to talk about, what are they doing over there? And, the plans to take over Joanna's Fabric has gone away. But we have an election coming up in November, so it'll be interesting to talk to this and talk to the gentleman. So have a great day. It's still going to be only 93 today. God bless America.
Down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.